much. Well, let's take our Bibles and look together in Acts chapter 14. And my text is taken from verses 8 down to verse 20. And the title of this study is The Glory to Christ Alone. The Glory to Christ Alone. As the Lord is directing Paul and Barnabas through a region in the Middle East, or Asia Minor, I should say, a place where we would know it today as Turkey, he is being led of the Lord from place to place to preach the gospel. It would be later that the Apostle Paul would write to a number of the churches that the Lord raised up in this region, and that we see in the epistle to the Galatians. These were very near to Galatia. That was a name of a region, not a city. What we do see as a pattern is that in every place there were those that the Lord caused to believe on Christ, and that is why the Lord was directing him to these places, was to preach the gospel to these elect of God that were found in these remote places. This is a good reminder for any of us that the Lord has raised up to preach the gospel, that he has us on the trail of his sheep. We're not sent out to try to win everybody to Christ, like you hear the world say, that we got to get everybody converted. No, we announce the gospel of the glory of Christ and his finished work, and he, God, by his Spirit, will draw his sheep.
But
we also know that where the gospel is preached in truth, that there is going to be opposition. There are going to be those that oppose, and we can attest to the same thing today, that much of the opposition against the gospel of Christ comes from religious organizations. It comes from people who are steeped in their works religion and are hardened against the truth of Christ and God's free grace to sinners in him.
Paripon suki kunja kuchipembezo ai koma ndima guru onse achipembezo na amene akatsutsa uthenga wabwino chifukwa maganiza kuti ndi chipulumutso chidabwera anthu onse ndipo chilimo kufuna kwamene aliyense kodi ulibe uthenga wabwino kuti kutati mungu yere ndikuporoloza ndi chipulumutso sichisankho cha munthu ndipo sumafuna kwamene aliyense unabwerera anthu ake okha osaka anthu onse nthawi yomweyo achipembezo amatsutsa ndi kudzuka ndi kuyamba kunyanyala chifukwa amafuna kumva kuti uthenga wabwino ndiwokomera aliyense.
If you don't believe that there is hostility in the hearts of religious sinners who are hardened by their works religion, you just have to go back and see what Cain felt in his animosity toward Abel. It was to the point of killing him. Such is the hostility of works versus grace.
Chimene tiyenera kuzindikira kuchidziwa chakuti chipembedzo cha ntchito zipembedzo zonse zimene ndi zanthu osasankhidwa uthenga wake umene umakhala kumenekoko ndi uthenga ochengetana osamalana odalirana okhala pamodzi omangana pamodzi kodi uthenga wabwino weniweni umafuna kulekanitsa chomangidwacho nawo chimenecho chichita anthu aja adamangana pamodzi ndipo chipembedzo chidawamanga amadzuka ndikuyamba kunyanyala kukhumudwa kuwukira uthenga wabwino mwachitsanzo ndimene Abele ndi Kaini anakhalira mpaka nakutapezeka kuti chipembedzo chimene chidali mwa Kaini chidapha chipembedzo chimene chidali mwa Abele ndipo chidawonongeratu chifukwa chipembedzo makhalidwe a chipembedzo cha wanthu awa ndi wosamalira wina aliyense okonda wina aliyense.
And that was the experience of Paul and Barnabas in the city of Iconium where the Lord had directed them, and we saw that last time, that as they preach the gospel of God's grace, it's described there in verse 3, the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. And you can see in verse 4, but the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, that means they held to their religious works beliefs, and part with the apostles. In other words, the grace of God having taught them, and they believed the message that the apostles were preaching.
Chifukwa tikumva mu mvesi yake yachitatuyo polalidwa uthenga wabwino amene akulankhula kuti chifukwa chache anakhala nthawi yayikulu nanenetsa zolimba mtima mwa ambuye amene anachitira ukoni mawu achisomo chache napatsa zizindikiro ndi zozizwa kuti zichitidwe ndi manja awo pamene timaka Paulo ikuonetsera kuti ndipo khapu la mudziwo linagawanyikana ena anali ndi ayuda kulondozadadakhalira kuchipembedzo chawo chipembedzo cha ntchito zosambalasana koma ena anali ndi atumwi amene adapatulidwa chifukwa anali osankhidwa adawukhumbira uthenga wabwino.
What I've found in my own experience that is in accord with what we're reading here in the Word is that if you will stand, as it describes there in verse 3, long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace. If you make that your one message and preach nothing but Christ and him crucified, there will be a dividing.
Ine ndaona umboni ndaona zinthu zikuchitika chifukwa chakulalikira uthenga motelomo maprofeti tsimikizeni abale kuti ngati iwo kudzayima ndikumalalikira monga mmene pakuonekera pa mdima yake achitatuyo imene akuti anakhala pasi ngati ayitali aulankhula molimba mtima za ambuye ma ambuye nachitira ukoni mawu achisomo chache ine ungatikatika kulalikira uthenga wabwino molimba mtima motero nthawi yomweyo pasakhala kugawanikana.
The reason that people think that they love God, as they say, or even love Jesus, is because they've never been confronted with the true God, or the true Jesus, as he's revealed in Scripture. Because if they are, their rebellion and their hatred and their hostility will come out. Just think about it for a minute. What people are hearing preached as they sit in these congregations, there's no offense in the message. They're being told that the decision for salvation is up to them. They're being told that God loves them and has a wonderful plan for their life if they'll just commit their life to Him. And they're being told that they ought to do their best to please God in everything they do. And when they do, God will reward them. And so that's the message they hear. And there's no offense in that because it puts all of the decision and the power in the hands of the sinner. But stand up and declare that all men are sinners by nature, including those that are in attendance. And declare to them that salvation is of the Lord from beginning to end, and that their works count for nothing but condemnation, and that God Himself decides who He will save and who He condemns, and that it is only through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that any will be saved, that salvation is in His hands and not man's. All of a sudden, you have a fight on your hands. There are many preachers, you never know from one week to the next what they're going to preach because they're like presidents over an organization. They're chief operating officers. And so they come up with agendas and topics for speaking. And you never know what the topic's going to be from week to week. That is not the pattern of one of the Lord's servants. If you read in verse 3, notice the singularity of the message that they proclaimed. It says that they were speaking boldly in the Lord. Notice, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace. That's a specific message. The word. Christ is the word. But it's of his grace. It doesn't belong to us. It's of his grace to give as he will, freely as he will, you see. I can tell you over the years, the number of preachers that have heard me preach and said, I'd like to have you come preach for our congregation. And my first question to them is, are you prepared for the division? And they say, what do you mean division? And I will tell them that whenever the Lord directs me to preach this gospel, I'm to preach for a verdict. In other words, either Christ gets all the glory or man stands condemned. There's no in between. And unless that preacher has been preaching and teaching his congregation in that same manner with that same message, there's going to be a fight. It has been many years since I have been invited to preach in another man's pulpit, because over time, when people invite me and ask me to come in, just like with here, with the apostles, you stand there long enough and declare the glory of Christ, and all of a sudden people are going to get upset. And I've been called and been known as being a divider of men, not because my personality or because I'm necessarily hateful when I'm with them, but it's the message. It's Christ. That's the dividing sword.
ena kwa hizi ita, unagawa nkwena kwa hizi otapo, ena kwa hizi otakizikike kumwepo.
A number of years ago, those attending, even here at Shreveport Grace Church, it got to where we had to knock out some walls and add some chairs and make some room, and a number of the men began to say, well, maybe we need to build on. And I remember the Lord directed me at the time to say, well, let's give it some time. Let me make sure that those attending are truly hearing this gospel message and that we're not just adding on for goats, but that it's indeed for the sheep. And so as the Lord directed me, I began to, as I do every time, endeavor to make plain the distinctiveness of this gospel that gives Christ all the glory. And you know, one by one, little by little, I saw this one leave, that one leave, this one go away upset, that one go away upset, and we've not had to add on. It's not that I don't want people attending, but those that attend, let it be because the Lord has drawn their heart to Christ, and they are indeed His. That's what matters.
You
can see here in verse 5 of Acts 14 that when there was an assault, that's a military term, an assault made both of the Gentiles and also the Jews with their rulers. You see, who was inciting this was their very leaders. It says to use them despitefully. That word means in hostility. And notice, and to stone them. Such was the hatred that was manifest in their hearts. But that same hatred is in the heart of our hearers today. If you'll just clearly declare the gospel of Christ, you're going to find out who are the Lord's and who aren't.
Jumane zimana zaidi, ibone trapole zotania, zakugawani kana, pautelo minomenuda, uda gawatu, udene, shwajmana fakabudi, jumane mene anakra, shikumu kiro, chaherene, nisha yuda, ndia ku, au, akamata kuru au, aji sokole yu au, amena matuda zubusa, au, nao, shwada kalambari mene yoyo. Ha, shakua shifti na chipuongwe, ndikuwa ponya, niyala,
Now what is clear is that the Lord determined how long they would stay there and preach the gospel. In verse 3 it says, long time therefore abode they speaking bold in the Lord. So it's the Lord that gives the opportunity to hear. He opens the door, but also He shuts the door. And that's where you read in verse 6 of Acts 14, they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. This was just the Lord's way now, moving them into other places where He had sheep, and they also He must bring.
Mm-hmm.
I know from the history of the work there in Malawi how the Lord has been pleased to use opposition to remove you from your religious organizations and past. And perhaps at the time you wondered how the Lord would direct, and yet right now where you are and where He has placed you is a result of having been chased from one place to another. And all of that the Lord had purposed, that it be exactly as it is now for those sheep that He has purposed to draw to Himself. And you look back and think, had that not happened, I would not perhaps be here now. So all of this, we give Christ the glory.
But
the key is in verse 7 of Acts 14. It says, and there they preached the gospel. In other words, the fear of men did not change their message. Being displaced from place to place didn't change their message. They have but one message. That's why Paul was able to say later to the Ephesian elders that he was free of the blood of all men, because he determined by God's grace not to know anything among them or anywhere save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Jetaone ni jimene ya seven. Jimene ni kupeleka chifungulo maonekedwe au tenga wabino amene peke ni gira kumala likida. Mutifondi mara seven na kuti kumeneko njiko utenga wabino. Akabele kumeneko njiko utenga wabino. Akuna kone kila kwele utenga wabino suma upamaliku. Utenga wabino suma sinasika. Utenga wabino suma la likida. Jifono wana mene mpani likulindi la likida suwa sanga la saa kutrendi la likida mojeda.
Someone recently wrote and told me they have been watching some of the older videos of messages that I preached back a number of years ago here in Shreveport, and they're posted on Sermon Audio. And the comment was, you looked a lot younger then, and you were obviously a lot more youthful when you were preaching, but the message that you were preaching then is the same that you're preaching today. And that I took as a blessing. I pray it stays that way, that no matter what, it doesn't matter how long ago, if the Lord has taught us of His gospel, that is what we preach. They preached the gospel.
Dime que usted me mandó a un problema de la niña mala, pero no puedo ir a usted, no se llama la niña mala.
That word gospel is much abused today because there are many that would say they preach the gospel, and yet the message they preach does not give Christ the glory alone. It's a mixed message of Christ and works. That's not the gospel. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the Romans in chapter 1, the first four verses, describes the gospel. He said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, that is a set one, separated unto the gospel of God. And notice there's a comma, so it keeps going. Which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. That is the Old Testament. That's what they had to preach from, the Old Testament. But notice in verse 3, concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David, according to the flesh, so let's talk about him becoming a man, but what? Declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness or the Holy Spirit by the resurrection from the dead. So you can see it is all about Christ in his coming, living, doing, dying, and rising again as the Savior of sinners that God has purposed to save.
Njifaje taona ni mene Paulo ama aligi la utenga. Mina nina alo matapta wani mateswa ya mbira mbinaba ya wani ya chukui nga chika kujo mati za chila hiyo. Mukoza wana maralikiwe a Paulo. Wale mbuka mwone mbinaba wana kuli. Paulo kapolo wa Yesu Kristu utumwi wa itanigwa. Kwa hivyo mbuka chika kuitanigwa kunaka kare kapolo wa Yesu Kristu. Tegulia uoka tuligwa ukanena utenga wa wino wa muru.
There are many that are false preachers, just like the false doctors that woman with the issue of blood kept consulting during her lifetime until they had wasted all of her means. In other words, she became impoverished, and these doctors couldn't offer any help to her. That's how many preachers are. They wax eloquent preaching against sin, and they give people things to do and want them to come back for more, and yet there's no healing. There's no deliverance in their message because they're not preaching Christ.
Amen.
Now, coming back to our text in Acts 14, here in verse 8, here we have an example of how God gets himself the glory. That glory goes to Christ alone in the deliverance of sinners. Here was a man, it says in verse 8, there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Now, this is not a chance meeting. God purposed this. In fact, you look back and see exactly why it was that the Lord chased Paul and Barnabas out from where they were in Iconium, now to Lystra. It was that they might be, their path might cross with this man who was impotent in his feet, unable himself to come to them. In that society, especially by the Pharisees and the Jewish leaders, their preaching, he was a condemned man. They would have looked on him as one that either he or his parents did something and now God was punishing him. That's why he was lame. Religion could not help him. Now, Paul and Barnabas were not sent there to perform miracles. It says in verse 7, and there they preached the gospel. The miracle that followed was the result of the gospel being preached. In other words, where God is pleased to bless his gospel to the heart of one of his own, there is deliverance.
Paulo,
We might have full faculty of our members, our hands and our feet physically, but the state of this man here describes who we all are spiritually, impotent and a cripple from our mother's womb. We're born, we come from the womb speaking lies. We are sinners by nature from the womb, fallen and unable to walk. It doesn't matter if a preacher says, stand up and walk to Christ. I can't. I want you to see the difference between how Paul was led of the Lord with regard to this man and those today that call themselves faith healers. When they come in, their whole focus is just upon bring your sick and your lame and your halt and I'm going to pray for you and they're going to be healed. There's no message of Christ being preached by them. Here, it was just the opposite. The one focus of the Apostle Paul was the declaration of the Lord Jesus Christ and all the glory to him alone in salvation. And that's what this man heard. When verse 9 says the same heard Paul speak, that word hearing means that his ears were open spiritually and that Christ was revealed in his heart. What he heard Paul speak was not miracles, because there weren't any miracles being done, was not the will of man. If you just will, you can. That wasn't his message. He heard Paul speak the glory of Christ, the gospel. And as the Lord revealed Christ in his heart, that's where it says that Paul, steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. In other words, this was the Lord directing Paul now to address this man in whom Christ himself had given faith. He said to him with a loud voice in verse 10, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped up and walked. He didn't put any condition on him. The Lord was using this as an example of how he saved sinners.
Yes. We want a medicalulo, Adala Vidira Ama. The minimum of medicine of Vidira, who has led Vidira, who man summons. Shaka Rabu, ye American Bolo, the second name. A Meneo, Ananda Paulo, Ali Franco. Paula, Mamma, you know, Tetawapino. Whatever the second year. There are one who will take over you, stretch them down. I'll give up Paulo, whom you and his sister. You want to be a very good girl, Jovan, you are not so. Moyo. They don't get the damage to the movie. Pamela, Ananda Paulo, Ali Franco. Mustaiwale, Mustafa, and Voltaire, you know, the removal, Sanders, and Greg Gulagi, to the army. The only two and three of them are the way of the Sepulchre, who are the Ambre Solarica Paulo. The movie that is a Sepulchre, like a Punta Solarica Paulo. She may just give a moon who are the way of the Chikulio, or the Puja. And if you could imagine the power of Chiangana, Abadana, which could be before the American body, more of the people and then a commodity fight. So then the law, so send a target, Adagira, who can a target. Twin and the other Jeroka, who can all be aware of the water, the Roma Guatu, Tibet Sakuta Guatu, Tibet Bakunga, who can all be a jaw, so send a target, she could be your friend and a tomoyo, Chimabaya. Still send order with the Rukuma Guruga, Pangalisango. The book for a Zabudi, she doesn't know what I'm the Kaiway of Puna, who is the Chikabu, Sismati Kaya. Chipuka, who is the Pabus, is Sika Moyawabo, Simpuna Wabo, Kamani Puna Paburu, Monga Mena Punina, who is the Chikabu, Mamoyawabo.
So what we have here is a pattern of how it is that we declare the glory of Christ and how God delivers sinners. It's by His power, it's through His Son. And we're not standing, putting conditions on men. We don't read here where Paul first said to him, well, look, if you really want to be healed, here's some things you got to do. Now, perceiving that he had faith, where does that faith originate other than faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God? And God purposed to deliver this man physically, just like Christ did when he was on earth, saying to that man, stand up and walk, that men might know that he had the power on earth to forgive sins. That's the whole purpose of this miracle. It's not to have a miracle ministry. No, it's that men might see the glory of Christ in how he delivers sinners. And this is the example. So that's the first point of this message, that here we see the glory of Christ alone in the deliverance of sinners.
Amen.